Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, two boats with migrants have been sent to Lebanon after they were in distress at sea on Wednesday trying to reach Cyprus. Amnesty sounded the alarm over reports of Coast Guard pushbacks while children were sick on board. The operation has been ongoing since Tuesday when five boats with around 400 migrants were in the waters between Cyprus and Lebanon. Authorities remain tight-lipped over the operation. However, it was understood that a Cypriot maritime police vessel was patrolling international waters. The Evagoras was seen on ship tracking websites off the coast of Tripoli in Lebanon. "We have taken some other measures to avert arrivals, such as those announced, which concern suspending assessment of new asylum applications," Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou said. Moving on, over 400 secondary school students were referred for drug treatment programs over the past 3 years, MPs heard on Wednesday. The figure was revealed by Justice Minister Marios Hartziotis at the House Education Committee, where he highlighted the fact that the police drug squad was being left to deal with the problem, when in fact teachers also needed to get more involved. Hartziotis said the burden of dealing with the drug problem in schools was falling to police, when it was widely known and where parents and teachers often hesitated to press charges, either to protect their children from the law, or in case of the teachers, out of fear for their own safety. MPs even heard that there was a problem at least in one primary school. In other news, the House Ethics Committee on Wednesday sought to find solutions to make online state services more accessible for digitally illiterate people. Interior Minister Ioannou said the aim is to improve the communication between the ministry's departments and the public to improve their daily lives. He added that his mandate is to simplify procedures to reduce delays. 22 actions have already been planned to simplify procedures at the Urban Planning Department, of which 11 have already been implemented, while the rest are expected to be implemented by the end of May, he said. Transport Minister Alexis Vafeadis said that the issue of digitization takes time. He added that the Department of Road Transport, which is one of the departments where full digitization is progressing most directly, is expected to be ready in June 2025. Meanwhile, immigration and the economy are the biggest worries for around 40% of Cypriots going into the EU elections, while climate action, gender equality and diversity, and digitization of the economy are the bottom of the list of 13 potential concerns, the latest Eurobarometer revealed on Wednesday. The special survey ahead of the European poll in June showed that 55% of Cypriots were interested in the elections and a significant 44% who were not. Migration topped the list of concerns for immediate discussion for 41% of Cypriots, compared with only 24% of Europeans on average. Cypriots were also more worried about the economy and jobs compared with their European counterparts, with 40% concerned compared with 31% across the bloc. And finally, the Green Party on Wednesday slammed authorities for lack of action after numerous cats, a dog and several hedgehogs were found dead, probably from poison, in the village of Maroni over the past week. In an announcement, the party, which called what happened disgusting and horrifying, said everything pointed to the laying of poison in the Larnaca district village. The party said it was of great concern that the animals were poisoned. "There is someone in the community who is in possession of an illegal and dangerous substance and may use it again," the announcement said. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.